Welcome back to Crushes. It's me, Deanna Ortiz, honey. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been quite a minute since I posted on Crushes, and I just wanted to say hi, hello. I'm here with a new episode and some upcoming news. I've been so great, so busy, and that's kind of why Crushes has taken a little bit of a back burner on all the stuff that I'm doing. But I just wanted to post some of these older episodes that I have that I haven't gotten around to posting, and also tell you guys a little bit about what I've been up to and what the future of Crushes will look like. This isn't a ending post. This is just a changing and moving forward stuff. I've been so busy this past couple of months, which is great, but also I'm like, I want to post Crushes and I want to edit Crushes, but I literally have no energy. I know in the last episode I started talking about how I was working with this company called Hatch, where I was doing a new audio series for them, where I talk about true crime stories, and that has launched and it's taking up so much of my time, but it's so much fun. It's called It's Crime for Bed. Maybe you've seen me on the news talking about it. Hello. But I've been doing that. I'm headlining Zanies at the first week of May. I have a bunch of fun shows coming up. I was voted best stand-up in the Chicago Reader. Again, thank you to everyone that have voted for that. So just a lot of exciting things. Drunk Cooking Show is back. I really have so many irons in my drunken fire. But I decided what all of that busyness means for Crushes is that I will be hopefully releasing episodes a little bit more consistently, but they're going to be a lot smaller. I think I just want to focus on playing Hot or Just Tall because that's what everybody loves. And that's what I love, but we're going to probably cut the interviews, just play Hot or Just Tall. And you guys, it'll still be available on Instagram to vote along and play along, but it's just going to be a little bit more condensed because that's the fun part. The fun part is the game. I'm still hot for celebrities and, you know, my UPS driver. That's so real. But I think we'll just focus on the game and hopefully that'll be a lot more fun and a little bit more consistent because it's a lot for me to edit. I'm just a girl. I just got here yesterday. But I do have a crush this week. Thanks for asking. My crush this week is Kacey Musgraves. Kacey Musgraves, guys, I am 4 years late to her divorce album, but I'm listening to it like I went through the divorce with her. It is so good. I love Kacey Musgraves. I want to buy her things. I want to give her stuff. I want to give her everything. And I just don't know why I can't, you know? I want to buy her stuff. I want to buy you guys stuff. No, I don't. That's a lie. I want you to follow me. I want you to follow me on Instagram at @DeannaOrtiz_. That's where you can play Hot or Just Tall. And that's where you can also follow this week's guest, who is the one and only Lauren Vino. Lauren is a hilarious comedian here in Chicago. And we recorded this, sometime in 2023. I'm embarrassed, but, we really get into a lot of Lauren's type specifically, which, to quote her, it says big dumb bro, which is relatable. So Lauren is so funny. We play a really fun game of Hot or Just Tall. We talk about, you know, different dumb bro crushes and what that means and how it's so frustrating. And you guys can follow Lauren Vino at VinoPal on Instagram. Also, all that information is going to be in the description of this episode. But yeah, that is all I have for it. I think you guys are gonna really like this episode. I'm glad to be back. I hope that you're still there. But follow me and stay up to date with all the fun stuff that I'm doing, and hopefully we'll be doing some more Crushes things in the future. And just remember before I go that everybody has a crush and everybody wants to be crushed on. Okay, bye.
Yeah, she gets jealous whenever I'm like on the phone or a Zoom or whatever. So I just, if there's something she can ruin, she will, just to so try funny. To get my attention.
Yeah.
Usually she's pretty chill. Go lay down.
It's so funny. You were just like, I need to move this. And also this, like, you just look and you're like, I know that this dog will be able to ruin this in some way. So funny.
Every so often I'll be like interviewing someone for like work. It's mm-hmm. like a academic type, mm-hmm. and I'll have to like interrupt and be like, I'm sorry, my dog is, you know what I mean? And I'll yeah. like, it'll like, I have to Like, do I let her eat like a whole paper towel or do
Yes.
I interrupt this nerd?
Well, because it's like that's the only thing that you can think of. You're interviewing this person, you're like, interesting, interesting. And then the side of your
I'm
eye, you're just like, my house is getting destroyed.
right, but no, she'll be good.
Oh, that's so funny.
Everything, yeah, everything's fine.
Do I interrupt this nerd? Like, hey, nerd.
Sorry.
Sorry, nerd. Because you had on your list of crushes somebody that was a journalist. Is that right?
Oh yeah, a nerd.
Who
Yes,
is
that's it.
that?
He's a dude. I had a crush on him in college, so that's like a formative crush. But he wrote a lot about the military contractor company Blackwater. They were like those private mercenaries in like Iraq or whatever that like did a bunch of war crimes essentially. But he just had this like it just brooding. It's part of my aspirational like smart guy thing that like
Yes.
I still can't.
Jeremy Scahill.
Yeah, and
I
then
like
he,
that.
yeah, and then he started his own like news site called The Intercept or whatever, which I don't read as much as I probably should. I used to be more interested in like that kind of side of media, and now
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Now, wherever I can get money. Because
yeah,
it does
now I'm
sound kind
like.
of interesting that, like, you're interviewing these people, for your job, and on your crushes list, you had your aspirational type as insufferably intellectual. And so it kind of seems like, at least for me, I would be like semi-crushing on these people. Does that happen at all? Or can you tell me a little bit more about what insufferable intellectual is?
Yeah, no, I definitely like flirting. Well, I feel like because I'll like do a lot of interviews or whatever, and every so often I'll like not always, but every so often I'll be like, "Am I flirting with this person?" But it's also like could just be a, like, but it's also like a good interview is like a good conversation. It's kind of I would imagine it's similar to like podcasting, where it's just like a good hang or whatever. And then it's like someone smart, like kind of smart and kind of funny. I'm always just like, "Oh my God, are we flirting?"
Are we falling in love?
I think it's, I mean, I definitely did that. I don't do it so much in comedy anymore because I like you, the longer you do it, I think the less this happens. But like where you just get those wires crossed of like having chemistry with a person in like a platonic way versus like, you know what I mean? And then like you add the transgressive element around. So I think I'm just around like guys like that a lot, but I can't really like hit on them. Without being unprofessional, so there's that like naughty element to it. So I'm really attracted to it in like appropriate contexts, if that makes
That's
sense.
so funny. I'm not allowed to flirt with them, but then I'm vibing with them. That's really
Yeah.
good. 'Cause your type in real life, you said, was big dumb bro, which is hot. And why don't you tell me? I mean, you have jokes about this. I don't want to dip into your material, but like, don't you? You talk about that out on stage, right?
Totally. And I do think that there's this thing about like not being sure if you're attracted to something or that you're just so used to that like type being attracted to you. And I think that's a little bit of that for me, where I've just always been like kind of the like the guy's girl who's like dated more comfortable dating people she's friends with first. And those guys, I at least when I was younger and throughout like my 20s were the like the bro and like those people and I kind of have that sense of humor to a certain extent and so that was always like a natural fit but yeah now that I'm more around like smarter dudes like I'm trying to pivot but they don't like me as much if that makes sense.
Totally. And then I don't know. It also kind of, this is gonna sound horrible, but I'm like, and it's not easy to, get a big dumb bro, but like it is, since you have already dated that type of person, you're like, I know how to connect with you. Even though it's not really like what I'm searching for, I know that I can like have a conversation with a big dumb bro.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a sad. It's like a little bit of insecurity in that way of like I can kind of just relax and make sure I have snacks and you're fine.
And also,
And
I'm the smartest. Like, I'm the funniest. Like, I am the star.
no, and even when my most serious boyfriend when we first started dating, like he's kind of definitely like that type of guy. And I was nannying at the time, and he would even joke about back then, like about like liking that about me, which is a little gross, like looking back on it, but it is that sort of stereotype that was welcomed at that time
That's
of
funny.
just, you know.
Yeah, she always has snacks. She knows how to fun. She knows fun games to play when we're at bored.
At a certain point, I think he started dressing like the boy I nannied, and I was like, "Is this my doing, or is this a coincidence? Do I just work for a very fashionable baby?"
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what was he wearing? Suspenders and little corduroy pants.
This is when, I mean, this is a while back, but when. Yeah. Patched sleeves were in again.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are still in. I don't think they are.
No.
But yeah, no, smart guys I've tried to pivot to since then, and mm-hmm. it's just they don't like me as much.
Mm-hmm. I went on a date with a really smart guy, and I was really trying to really he wanted to talk about like government and like how he was betting on elections. And I was like, for sure. And I was like, I know who's running for, this was before Brandon Johnson got elected. And I was like, still undecided. And so I was like, trying to hold a specific political Chicago conversation with this guy. And I was like, oh God, no, ask me about comedy, please. I'll do anything to change this topic. It's a lot. Go on.
No, I've had the same thing I like smart people who don't want to talk about smart things, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, kind of what I really enjoy. And, yeah. like, every once in a while, like, I'll date, like, someone like that for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And it just won't work out in the long run. But, like, that's the kind of smart I like. You know, I don't want to talk about the books you read. Like, that just sounds boring.
Because you also had on here that, like, something that's both of these guys have in common is the ability to argue to death. Like, is that something that you're looking for in a relationship? Because that sounds exhausting to me. That couples that love to bicker and bant and stuff like that.
It's definitely a toxic trait I have of, like, I do like arguing. Mm. And it's weird because I'm really not that confrontational in my social mm-hmm. life. Like, I really, mm-hmm. really won't argue with people unless there's, like, a love there. Mm-hmm. Unless I know I can, like, and I think that's because I think I'm pretty good at it, or mm-hmm. at least like if I'm committed to it, like I both the argument and like the relationship, then like I feel like it's just it's not that I enjoy it, but there's something I don't want to say addictive about it, but something definitely familiar. Like, I definitely mm-hmm. grew up around like a lot of arguing around people that still at least seem to love each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, yeah.
And I mean, and it's like, maybe I don't want to say an Italian thing because my family's all over the place, but maybe a Chicago thing, maybe.
I was literally going to say, you're Italian, right? But then I was like, don't make that general, Jason. So I'm glad you.
Italian, Irish, Chicago, like that kind of loud family thing where even when you're not angry, people are like, why are you raising your voice? And it's like, I think I might have a hearing problem kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah, aggression that's not necessarily scary, mm-hmm. And so I think I've brought that into like relation. There's like a comfort to that for whatever reason, or being able to do that and like still get along with someone mm-hmm. Is at least something I have in all of my close relationships. But then it's like something with like new relationships and getting closer can be a real like. Slippery slope into like toxic shit too. Yeah. So it's like it's pretty tricky. You know?
Like, I want to debate with you, but I also want to know that like we're gonna fight, but it's gonna be all right. Like, it's just we're just gonna debate our topics and move on from there. Because to me, what people have said to me before is that like, oh, there's like a passion, the passion in arguing if it's about something like. So mundane, right? God, my sister and her husband bicker all the fucking time. And I'm just like, are we going to get a divorce? Like, why are we fighting? Why can't we all just get along? And they're like, no, that's just like, we just bah at each other and then just move on. And I'm like, oh God. But it has been explained to me that there's like the passion in what you're debating for your side to be like, no, I'm going to get you to change your mind. And then if it doesn't happen, it's like, okay, whatever. What's for dinner? Let's go, you know? But that sounds exhausting.
Like that feeling of like, are we going to argue versus like, is there a vibe here are very like close in my brain. So it's like, I feel like the intersection between those are like maybe closer for me than other people. Mm-hmm. But like, sometimes I will mistake one thing for the other. Sometimes there's probably a little bit of both things going on, but like that's probably not that's not usually a recipe for like anything like long term or
No,
sustainable.
yeah.
At least, yeah, I don't want to argue in like a long term relationship, but if
Oh,
there's
yeah.
someone that like I'm flirting with and we're fighting a little bit, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be trouble. So there's like that.
To flirt, fight. That's good. That's really funny. I just remembered that you sat next to me when I was on a date once, and that we were at Wild.
And yes, and I was like, I felt bad about it, but it was just,
No.
but I didn't realize I felt bad because I was just excited to see you, and then it
Yes.
took me a second to realize you were on a date. Like it was like that sort of like comedian thing where it's just like, oh, of course we're just both doing the same thing, and I'm like, no, there's a dude next
Well, because
to
I showed up and like I was a first date, and so I was sitting down, and then I was like, it was so comforting to like see someone I know and like quickly do like a, what are you doing? Where'd you go? Where are you coming from? You know, that comedian talk of like, what are you, where are you going next? Where did you just come from? How was the show? How will the show be? That I was like, whew, okay, I gotta talk
This
to
is
you.
normal now.
Yeah. And then I turned around
For
and I was like,
sure.
yeah. He never called me again. Anyway, but
Classic.
have you ever, because this happened, I was on a date, ooh, what's today? 2 days ago, and I ran into someone that recognized me. And that, the biggest fucking flex. It wasn't even like a friend, obviously, like you, seeing you at a bar, but like, hey, do you do stand up? And I'm just like, God, it's midnight at a bar. Like, yes, I do. I'm a celebrity. Do you, have you ever gotten recognized on a date?
Not on a date, no. And like again, not like it's happened other times very much either. But when the few times that it has happened, there's never anyone cool around. The coolest thing that's happened is that the guy I most recently like semi-seriously dated, he came to he started coming to shows. Like we got to that point,
Yeah.
and after I did my set, like I have a joke about, like older guys being at work on 9/11, like that's like and how that makes me feel very young,
Yeah.
without like totally like butchering it. But one thing I've noticed about that joke, especially if it does well, because I'll usually do towards the end of my set, is that older guys will come up to me afterwards and be like, I was at work on 9/11. And it's just kind of a like a line I've gotten a couple times. And it's like nice of you. I've learned as a female comic, even if you do get hit on after a
Yeah.
show, those are never the people you want to hang out
Oh, it's never. And it's
with.
always like, I'll get hit on and then just be like, okay, thank you. Goodbye. Like, you know, it's always just someone that wants to get like one line in with me. They want to say one thing and then leave. And I'm like, that's all I need from you. But our
Yeah, you don't want to like connect that much, you
yes.
know?
I love that this man, these men sitting in the crowd that are like, oh, that's my in with her. Like, hey, I was at work on 9/11. That's my opening line.
And
So
they're
funny.
so proud of themselves
Exactly.
too.
Exactly. Oh,
But
man.
after a set, like right after a set, I don't want to talk to like anybody. Like I can be pleasant, but I don't want to like engage in a conversation. That's
No.
why I also, when I'm dating someone, usually don't need them to come out because I'm like, I'm gonna be weird for at least like a half an hour. And after I get
Yeah.
off stage, I like
Yeah.
need that like buffer period. And even then I might not want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, but he came, and so I got that line in front of him, like the first show he came to is like the
Great.
bartender was like, I was at work on 9/11. I was like, hell yeah. So it was like the one time I
I
was
love it.
like,
Yeah.
enjoyed it especially.
That's fun. Yeah. Like, look, I'm, wow, I guess I'm such a hot commodity. 'cause you also had on here, I mean, younger guys versus older guys. Younger guys are gross, which I do stand by this as well. I love this for you and for me. How much older are you willing to date?
The oldest I've gone is I think like 9 years older than me,
Okay.
so like mid 40s,
Yeah.
and which is I think fine. Yeah, but again, there is like more of the thing of like I don't think it's the same thing. The age thing is the same thing with the smart thing. Like I want an older, like smarter, more sophisticated dude. But
Yes.
man, can I not hang on no more? I can get in there for a little bit, and then they're
Love
just like, your apartment's weird, like, and you don't seem to have a problem with
Oh
that.
my
Like,
God. Wait, did you watch Girls?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of it, one episode where she just like has a great weekend with some older guy and he like shows her everything, but it's just for like it's a flash in the pan. Like that's it.
Yes, and then they like never speak again. Yes, I definitely feel like I that's like my type. Usually for a couple more weekends after that, but not many
Yeah,
more. But
that's great. I love it. And like a year younger, I would say is okay, because then I'm like, there might be a time when we're the same age, but like any like 2 years younger, never gonna do it again. Never, ever, ever. What is there an age limit to go younger for you?
it's, you know what it is, and this is gonna make me sound super insecure, but like it's, I think that like, because when I was like younger, it was like I always wanted to be with someone really big, so I felt small in their arms. I don't really have that thing now. It's more of that I'm more insecure about my age the older I get, that I just want someone who makes me feel like young, and that my like references are so youthful,
I
and that
fucking
they're
love
just,
that.
and I do think that that's like probably a lot about what that 9/11 joke is about, where it's just like it's sort of moving the goalpost, and it like it's not so much that I'm like, oh, I like gray hair or bald dudes, and I can definitely be attracted to those things in a particular person, but like it's usually like more of like a charm and a spark or something that
Totally.
does it for me. I don't really like, and this is also the youth thing, I don't like conventionally attractive people. I wouldn't go as far as to say I like ugly people, but if you're hot, I don't really feel like I'll ever be like comfortable around you.
Yes. Too hot of a person is crazy to me. To date like someone super mega hot is it, I just can't. It feels weird. I don't even swipe on them. It doesn't seem like no.
You gotta give me like a gap in your teeth or something to work with, like some sort of thing where even if it's like a flaw that like obviously girl, like a lot of girls think is cute, like I just need something. Like you can't be that symmetrical and jacked. I don't trust it. And
I don't trust
it's,
it. That's it.
yeah. So I don't even like, and it, and again, it doesn't attract me. So it's just like, but yeah, I think the age thing is probably more about like I want to feel young. So I don't know if that'll shift at a certain point, but the idea of that, like the idea of, I don't know, maybe I'm just scared of being a cougar and I need to embrace that side of myself.
No. Yeah, that might be a switch, but right now I do love I'm with you in all of that of like older guys being like, I guess I'm just the youngest girl, the smallest girl in the world. I guess that's just how it is. Like I fully relate to that. It's fun though because on here getting into your crushes, you have number one hot man, but also a big dumb bro, Ashton Kutcher, but specifically in his Kelso era. Wouldn't you tell me a little bit about that?
That was my like youth crush, and that was before we like had the term like parasocial relationship, but it was totally that, where I was A, obsessed with That 70s Show. I don't know why, probably because I started smoking weed at like 14, but I was just very into that show. I thought it was so funny, but instead of just like having being like, oh, the celebrity's hot, I like had this like elaborate fantasy where I, because I, you know, acted in like school plays, that I was gonna somehow parlay that into a role on the show and we would fall in love, obviously.
I
But it was
yes.
just, it was like that sort of thing in my head. And I remember picking up on a strong vibe between him and Mila Kunis, who he's now married to, but
Could have
like
been you.
wasn't at the time. And yeah, I do remember being like, I could totally have played that role, the role of Jackie, and being like jealous,
Oh my God.
and being like, she has brown hair, I have brown hair. Like,
It's so easy. I could do it. Yes. Did you watch like the whole seasons? Is that like in terms of Ashton Kutcher in general, like after the show ended, do you like still ride for him? Do you still support other stuff that he's doing? But what or was it just that Kelso that like really got you?
it was that character, which does explain the big dumb bros thing. So I pretty much fell off after Dude, Where's My Car? Dude, Where's My Car was a pretty like one of my movies growing up. I thought it was very funny. Yeah, no, I thought that was so, but that was basically him playing the same character, like.
That's good. And then another one on here, we have Michael Keaton, which is so surprising to me. Maybe not. Why don't you what is your crush on, when did your crush on Michael Keaton start?
Well, and this like kind of is like a good example of like my dating life of like everyone's like the just like look, it's all over the map. Like if there was a room full of these dudes, it'd be like, what role are we casting for? This doesn't make sense. But Michael Keaton, I was really into, I guess it probably started, I wouldn't say with, I wasn't that into Batman. I like, but it started more with the movie, probably Multiplicity. He was in a couple movies before that, but I was really in, it was the movie about cloning, and I thought it was really funny, but I didn't think he was hot then. And where it really clicked for me was in more recently after watching Birdman. And I always know I have a crush on someone, an actor, if I Google their age. It's the same thing when you're talking with someone and you're kind of sizing up if you want to like sleep with them. If like someone like clocks the other one's age, I'm like, oh, like I'm like there's like that sort of thing. I'm like, oh, we're gonna smash.
That's
It's
such a
the
good telltale of like, I know that I'm crushing on an actor when I look up their age. That's great.
And if I look up a woman's age, it's because I'm jealous.
I really thought when you were like, oh, it wasn't in Batman, it wasn't in this. I was like, if you tell me Beetlejuice, I'll scream. I'll scream. I'm like,
No, it was a Zaddy crush. It was an old Keaton. Yeah.
nice.
And I don't know what it was about that, because that movie's super depressing. I don't know what it was about it that did it for me, but yeah.
What is it about? I've never seen Birdman.
He's just like a struggling actor who, I don't want to ruin the end, but it's sad and tragic.
He's a struggling actor who's sad and tragic, and you're like, my guy. My guy is here.
Mean, like this does say a lot about like there is parallels in my dating life to my crush life, but looking at him as just like a successful actor, and yeah, him in like real life. That like less of the character, more him in real life.
Totally.
But there was
He's
something about his.
71.
I think I could. I think I could get there in
I think
my
you could too. I'm nothing but supportive of this.
Well, and he was a stand-up comic, so there before he was an actor. So there's a part of me that's like,
Oh
he like
shit.
just like get me.
Did you watch his comedy?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to ruin the crush for myself.
There is no bigger way to ruin a crush than to watch them. He also looks so different. He has like long curly hair. Like Michael Keaton needs to be bald or balding. No, it's so funny too that like he started stand up. I forget that John Leguizamo did stand up, that I put these people in very like dramatic parts in my mind that it just seems so funny to me. Great. I'm so happy for you and Michael Keaton.
And he's Batman. That's a bonus. Like I'm not really that into that side of it, but it would be a good like flex on my friends.
Oh yeah. My husband, Batman. My boyfriend is Batman. That's a good crush. Hot crush. Really good. You also had on here John Moxley, who's a professional wrestler. Is it his formerly known as Dean Ambrose? Was that his wrestling name?
He was in the WWE, and because of copyright and legal issues, if you like leave and wrestle in like a different company, you have to change your name. So I don't know what his real name is John something, and I think John Moxley is a another fake name, but
His real name is Jonathan David Good, and he's an American professional wrestler. He's 37.
which honestly sounds like more of a fake name than the other two. Jonathan Good, whatever. I wrote about wrestling kind of early on in my writing career for a weird app that n never really like launched, but I got to like edit and write like funny captions for like wrestling gifs. So I basically watched
That's
like a
awesome.
year worth of like SmackDown and Raw, and tried to have fun with it. And I developed some wrestling crushes. This was my first of them. And he always just had an old like, the reference probably most identifiable is like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but he was just kind of like the funny bad boy. But he also has like a look that kind of like a chubby Ashton Kutcher, and like that appealed to me of like the shaggy hair. So I had a girlfriend who didn't watch wrestling over at the time, and I think I had it on and pointed out having a crush on him. And she saw him and told me that my type was bloated. So I guess it's like kind of, I was like, yeah, I like a man who doesn't take care of himself. That's probably right. So
That's so
that's
funny.
his look.
My type, big dumb bro, also bloated. That, I mean, that does. That sounds about right. That's good. So then, are you still a fan of wrestling, or did it start and stop with this job?
I kept up with it for a couple years. I wrote about it for some other places. I've fallen off, but I'll still watch it with people that are into it. I'll go to a show here and there. It's just there's so much to keep up with to work in that field. And like writing about it occasionally was just too much like upkeep with like having to watch certain things. And it's really fun. It's not fun when it feels like homework, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it feels like, at least if you didn't watch it before, to come in and like quickly learn, and then also being able to write copy about something that is so beloved, it seems like a lot of homework to use.
It is, and it was during a time when people, I think, were a little bit more, because wrestling was so heavily saturated with men. It's gotten a little bit more diverse, it seems, over the years. But where, like, I think I could, it sounds bad, but like, get a little bit of a free pass for that because people were just excited to see someone else in the mix. And then it got to a point where that side of like started evolving, and I just felt like I wasn't, yeah, knowledgeable enough at what I was writing about, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. I mean, because people are like, their whole lives are wrestling, and that I'm like, I would feel so intimidated, but I'm glad you got a crush out of it. Do you know these crushes, right? Like Michael Keaton, Ashton Kutcher, Jon Moxley, like when you crush on them, like are you researching, not researching, but like looking up other videos or other movies or other things that they've been in, or like how does a crush, a celebrity crush, like a parasocial relationship, I guess, manifest for you?
I do. I mean, I do follow the Ashton Kutcher template where I do like let my brain go on some like wild fantasies. I don't really have a specific one with Michael Keaton, but with Jon Moxley, it was obviously like meeting him through working in wrestling and then him just like thinking I'm like super cool and like charming or funny or whatever, and it naturally evolving that way.
I love that. I love those daydreams.
So yeah, maybe like Michael Keaton hears this podcast. You never know. He's got his Google alerts on, probably. He's 70-year-olds know how
And he loves
to
crushes, big with 70-year-olds. Yeah, and he reaches out to me, and I'm just like, Michael, come on, come, it's desperate. Like, okay, anyway, here's Lauren's email. Send her an email if you want. And you get an email from michael.keaton@gmail.com.
Oh, he's too old for a DM slide. I love it. I
Yes, no, he
love
sends a
it.
business email. Lauren, glad you loved the film. Would love to tell you about where I was on 9/11. That's good. One other thing you had on here was Nick Kroll, but before he was married, did the crush stop when he got married, or what is this?
So this is good that this follows Dean Ambrose because the same thing happened with him. Is what killed that crush is that I found out he was dating a sports commentator, wrestling commentator named Renee Young, and I was a big fan of her too. And I was just like, I can't take her, man. I
Girl,
want to
how
go
could
to.
you do this?
It's the parasocial thing again. I was like, I would much rather go to brunch with her than go, like than sleep with him. I'm out. Like that kind of like being a fan of her. With Nick Kroll, I think I've always I'm not. I don't have a crush on everybody I'm a fan of, but about but he, I've been a big fan of him for a long time, and that but there is a was a crush there, and I think because of that like high level of respect, I don't even have to be a fan of his partner to just trust that they're probably great and that like and like just be like a fan of like what I like you know what they have going on. So I think it probably comes from that like deep long-term fandom, which is very earnest and embarrassing.
No, it's so true. I will say this to people, and I've never met anybody that is like on the same level, but like a crush will stop for me when I find out that they have girlfriends or partners or stuff, and I'm just like, respectfully, for the respect out of this marriage, I will bow out. Thank you, Nick Kroll.
I do think the loophole there is like you have to respect the person. And every so often you'll have a crush on someone you don't respect, and that's when it gets into this murky, gross territory where you'll do things that like you wouldn't normally do. And that's why you should have crushes on people you respect. I think that's the lesson there as I say it out loud.
Respect your crushes. Yeah, there are times when I have a celebrity crush and I see them dating somebody and I'm like, that'll never last. I'll be here waiting when it comes back around. Like, this is psychotic.
He'll be back.
Oh, honey, they'll always be back. So crazy. Yeah, don't worry. Andrew Garfield's totally making his way around to me. Oh, my goodness. Because, okay, good transition into another one. Sucker for a British accent or accents in general. What is the type of, I mean, we've talked about a lot of types of crushes. Smart guys, dumb guys, big guys, small guys, old guys, young guys, British guys. Tell me a little bit about, not, I think just an accent in general would be.
I think, you know what it is British guys, the British accent specifically, I know there's like a lot of different versions of it, but I think even the like lower class versions do sound smarter than American accents, but they don't necessarily mean you are smarter. So I think it's like that where I can kind of trick myself. I can get both. Like I can have the dumb bro, but with like the flowery,
yes,
semi-smart sounding accent.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah, have the best of both worlds.
I do love that. Yeah, that is such a good point that it does for some, it sounds smarter. An Irish accent is super hot because it sounds very like sing-songy to me. Like it seems very like dancey. And Scottish is hot because I have no idea what they're saying. I'm just like, let's go. Whatever you say, my man. Absolutely. Accents are good. That's great.
I do like the idea of just hearing, like being able to hear less from a guy. I think that's like maybe part of the tall appeal. Yeah. Obviously, there's other reasons why tall guys are, but like,
yeah.
Maybe I don't need to hear all the things that you have to say. Again, yes. big dumb bro or patronizing smart guy.
Yeah.
Both of you, like I can lose a couple sentences. Yes.
And then what about like American accents? Is there any American accent that you're like, this is so hot? Because I feel like Southern is good, but it has to be a specific Southern accent. I think a Boston accent is hot as hell.
I do like a Boston accent. You know what I like is... I like when a dude doesn't have an accent and then as you get to know him, it comes out when he's like drunk or like on the phone with like his family. And like, I think that's more of like a sign of comfortability, but I like, it's like a character breaking kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like
definitely
that.
Feel that. Go ahead.
Oh, and another thing I like about British guys and I'm generalizing too, is that they're like kind of vulgar, but then they get very easily embarrassed. And I like that combination a lot where they like, they'll say the C word, but then they'll like get really like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like flustered if you say certain things to them.
Yes. Yeah. That is the British or English, I guess, flirty way of like, I've never flirted with a British man before, but oh, I can't wait for the day. But the very openness, I think, of being able to just be like, oh, I'm going to do that. And the banter, that's what I'm trying. That's the word I'm looking for. They'll go back and forth with you. We're in a lot of times American men. Okay, who am I today? Well, American guys, or at least the guys that I'm going on dates with, won't really go back and forth, or they'll do a lot of like, oh, that was funny. That was funny. And I'm like, thank you. Like they don't want to parlay, I guess.
Now, I dated this one British guy in New York for like just a couple months and it wasn't serious, but like I feel like he would be very like vulgar like sexually, but like, and when we would hook up or whatever, like we would like hook up on his couch or whatever, and then he would like stand up and catch himself in the like window or something like that, and then just get so embarrassed and it'd be like, oh, and like fall to the floor or something like that.
Oh my
like,
God.
The contrast between like that and what we just did was just so funny to me.
That's great. Yeah, like, oh, I couldn't possibly be seen in the nude in this window by somebody crossing the street. Oh my stars. That's great. I like that. Yeah, or like, I mean, a Chicago accent is fine. It is funny when you find like a really, like you were saying, like you'll be talking and talking and then suddenly like something will come out and I just hear like a thick Chicago accent when I'm like, that's kind of hot, but it's very rare. A true Chicago accent to me is sometimes hard. And then I hear it happening to myself too, and I'm like, oh God, no. Because you're from the suburbs, right?
I am. Arlington Heights.
Do people say that you have a Chicago accent, like when you were in New York?
Not so much as every so often, but it's more, but because New York accents are still in that sort of like harsh vowel thing, it would more get called out when I'd like be in California or somewhere where it stuck out a little bit more.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm thinking of that Janie Dugan joke where they're just like, you're from New York. And she's like, I'm from Chicago. Let's get one thing straight. Great. Okay, so now we're going to switch over to the game that's taking over the nation. We're going to play Hot or Just Tall. Everybody listening along, you can play Hot or Just Tall with Lauren at Crushes Podcast on Instagram or at Deanna Ortiz _ on Instagram. And Lauren, you already know how to play, but maybe somebody listening does not know how to play. I'm going to show Lauren some celebrities, and she is going to tell me if they're hot or just tall. Just tall doesn't mean actually tall. It could just mean good at sports or just a professional wrestler or anything that clouds the way of hot. Right, just a British accent, great example. So first one on here, Logan Lerman. Do you know who this
I'm gonna say just tall.
Yeah, he's
too young for me.
He's 30. Yes. All these guys, I think I pulled them off of a just turning 30 list, but we'll see what happens. He looks young. He looks very young.
I need him to smoke for a couple of years and come talk to me.
Yeah. Like this is trying to be very hot. The longer hair is hotter to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I do like that for him.
But yeah, just tall. But he was also dating Alexandra Daddario, like number one hottest woman, that I'm just like, what?
Wow.
You two dated for a long time. Good for them.
I mean, hopefully that just means he's nice.
Yeah.
But also it just is one of those things where like, ugh, what a metaphor for everything of just looking at a gorgeous woman next to a guy and you're like, him?
Yes, exactly.
What?
Right. What is he, funny? Avon Jogia is next. He's from some Disney shows. He's from, God, what's the one most recent? God damn it. Now Apocalypse. That was his most recent one. Cool. Okay. Avon Jogia.
I don't want to be ageist, so I'm going to go with hot.
Let me do a little 2023 and get some recent picks in here.
He's not my type, but I'll give him hot.
Yeah. I also think that
something going on.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy also had like a dangly cross earring, which is just tall to me. Like, I can recognize that he is hot, but the mustache is just tall. The ability to have, I don't know. How do you feel about an earring on a guy?
It's annoying. I don't like accessories.
Yes. Just tall. Just tall for me. That's great. Yeah. We don't have Taylor Lautner in the news recently.
Actually, I'll stick with hot. Okay. But I think I was being a little, I will go on record saying that I was being generous with that rating.
It's a generous hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Any picture of him might show up and it'll blow you in the other direction. Taylor Lautner from Twilight fame. 2020. Let me put a 2023 in here. I mean,
he falls into that too conventionally attractive category for me. So I'm going to go with just tall.
I think so too. That's literally like him and Zac Efron. Like, I can look at them and be like, you are hot, but it's too hot and it's too conventionally attractive that now I'm looping back in the other way. Just tall. What do you think about Zac Efron since we're bringing him up?
So this is funny because of my history of being into bloated men. Mm-hmm. And I do think that like he has gotten progressively more bloated looking over the years.
Yeah.
So I would say just tall, but closer to hot than he used to be. And that's kind of honestly an insult based on
Yeah.
like my criteria for hotness or like what I'm
Yeah.
attracted to. Like that's kind of a like get your shit together, my guy.
Yeah. That's good. Zach, you made the list. Steven Yoon. See, 'cause I think he's hot with facial hair, but then does that make him just tall because he just has facial hair?
That's
I
true.
think I also like this long hair. Like, this picture is hot to me. Longer
I like his.
hair.
He's got good cheekbones.
Yeah.
That's. And I do think that that's underrated.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a just tall
Yeah.
because it's only certain pictures that I'm like into.
I do like that one where he's kind of beat up.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think that's from Lost. I love him
But
having some
you.
scrapes and bruises.
Yeah, that's probably some
No,
problematic
no.
biological shit in my head.
That's me too. Oh,
But
look at
yeah,
how that he's
I'll give him a just tall as well.
fab. Just tall, Steven. Thanks for playing. Andrew Garfield, I already brought him up. I used to think he was so hot, and now the more pictures I see him, he looks so unnaturally tan.
He looks a little bit like a less fucked up Zac Efron from a distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him with the beard.
Yeah. But he's British.
Okay, then I'm
Right?
back in. I'm back.
Like, there's so many things to take into consideration now.
Yeah, I gotta go with hot then.
Hot. I,
Yeah.
man, this is breaking my heart because, like, that picture is so hot to me. Like, a little bit of stubble, but also he looks so, in certain pictures, he looks so bronzed. And, like, also, me and Gina Palm were, re she re did an episode recently where we talked about, like, the ick. Like, when a crush ends because you get the ick for something random that they do.
Yes.
Seeing your celebrity crush pose on a red carpet, instant ick. I'm like, don't do that.
Yes, and but I also think that like certain things that American men do that give me the ick when you put the layer of like, oh, he has an accent, I'm like, oh, that's fine. Oh,
Exactly,
I
yeah.
can like you're like, oh, it's European then. Like it's fine. You can wear a
Yes.
stupid you can wear a stupid hat, it's or a necklace.
Yes, like
You're from Europe.
the hat, oh, fuck, what is it called? I think it's of like a it's a Guy Ritchie hat. It looks like that. Like these hats, fucking dork city, unless someone is Irish or English putting this hat on. I'm just like, okay, I love fashion.
If you're Irish or English listening, we're not talking about you. You're fine. You're hot. You don't. Yeah. Don't be offended by this. American guys, get your shit together.
Yes.
This isn't for you.
Oh my God, that's what's a, do you have another ick that you can remember? It's okay if you don't. I just threw it on you.
Let me think. Oh, this just actually happened, and I'm actually curious to get your opinion on it because I
Yeah.
think it's a hard no from me. But it was very weird, and I do think it's like red flaggy. But I gave my guy, gave a dude my number on Hinge, and it's mostly just because I haven't been on there that much. But he like seemed cool enough, and it was like I'm not gonna keep looking, like I'm not gonna keep messaging back and forth. But
Yeah.
like you know, and after I gave him my number and he texted me, he immediately unmatched me, and I.
Oh.
And I asked about it because I was like, that's like, it was immediate. And he just said he deleted the app because he was like sick of Hinge. And I was like, that feels like a convenience story. Right? Like, it feels like I was like, this guy's gross, right?
Lauren, the exact same thing happened to me. The
Yes.
exact fucking thing happened to me. And that is such a fucking ick. It's literally like I went out with this guy, he unmatched me, and then he texted me again. And we actually went out a couple days ago. And I was like, so why'd you unmatch me? And he was like, I deleted the app. And I was like, no, you didn't. Like, don't lie. I don't give a fuck. Like, I know you didn't. Just like tell me the truth. I don't care. It's a second date. But it's just like, do you think are you stupid or do you think I'm stupid? Let's get to the bottom of this. But are you still talking to this guy?
I haven't texted him back just because it's like I was already on the fence. I'm not really
Yes.
like feeling dating right now in general. and like was already just like, I just haven't deleted the app because the like deleting it and downloading it just feels more insane. I'd rather just like not ignore it for a while and then
Yes.
have a bunch of these like a bunch of likes and feel popular when I finally do open it again. Which I'm sure is annoying to anyone who's like on
No.
dating app.
But
But
I
it,
think that's the healthiest way to do it. Instead of just putting it aside and coming back when you're ready, there's no other way around. You know, like you have to.
deleting and redownloading for whatever reason feels weird. It feels more intense to me. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, I take it as, because this happened to me once before and it was a guy I was like actively seeing and it definitely wasn't serious or anything. And it was more of a hookup situation. But I asked him about it and he said he like it went to hide it and accidentally unmatched me, which I thought was bullshit too. But I think it's that they probably want to switch their pictures up and keep seeing, casually seeing you and don't want you to look and see if they're switching their pictures and they've probably been called out on that before, is my guess. So they just unmatch. I feel like that's the nicest thing. But for someone I've never met, I'm like, it feels almost more sketchy because like, I don't know.
I
But
don't
yeah,
care, bro.
I'm not gonna go out with him. I felt,
No. Instant ick. Yeah.
yeah, and I don't know you,
Yeah.
whatever.
No. That other guy. We went out and then we were walking back to my car and he tripped and I was like, ick. Like, I know I sound superficial and dumb. I mean, we still had a fine time, but I was just like, just a quick ick that I was like, ugh, moving along. A man tripping? No. No one's allowed to trip. Next up on How to Just Tell, I did forget we're playing the game.
No, we're just talking.
I
Yeah.
know, but like,
It's
and
like a so
another,
many X's.
yeah. Another thing, Joe Keery from Stranger Things. Hair too big, just tall.
Yeah, I don't like the hair.
No. Just tall, but everybody thinks he's hot, so good for
I mean,
him.
I get it. Like if a friend of mine brought him around, I'd be like, I see what you did there,
Totally.
but not doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, this is a specific Logan Square guy.
Too much hair product.
Totally. We both have to blow dry our hair. We're never getting out of here on time. Adam Devine.
Ooh.
Funny bro.
I gotta go with hot.
Yeah. I think he's hot. I didn't think he was hot before, but yeah, I think he is hot. When I see him like really gas up his wife and in like clips of him and his wife or like him talking about like their relationship, that is hot to me. And yeah, sorry, a good guy is hot, groundbreaking. And his storyline on Modern Family, I think, kind of really switched it from before when I thought maybe he was just tall to n then I was like, oh, wait, this guy's hot, funny, good. Great.
Yeah, I agree. Hot. I'm hot.
Nicholas Braun. Did you watch Succession?
Yeah.
My guy. Hot.
It's hot, but I hate it. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? Like
It's
I'm like a,
hot, yeah.
like I'm on a like in my mind I'm on a date with you and I'm already so mad at you. Like.
Yes. It's like I'm mad at it in the way that like I know that everybody wants to shoot their shot with Nicholas Braun. Like
Yes.
that's why it's like a I'm mad that I think he's also hot, that I'm going into the cliche.
And he knows it. And even if he tries to downplay it in his like little Greggy way, like
He knows.
it's infuriating. He kind of has that thing that like a lot of like male comics have, that stereotypical thing of like you shouldn't be able to get like get the girls that you're gonna be able to get kind of thing,
100%.
like that charm. So maybe that's why I'm triggered. Maybe that's why I'm triggered.
Because I'm like, settle for me.
Yeah, what are
Like,
you doing?
what the fuck, bro? No, don't date a model, date me.
Well, it's like it's the combined thing of like date me, and I'm not allowed to do that. Like being funny doesn't work that way for me.
That is so true. The women that I see throwing themselves at the comics after the show, I'm just like, girl, come on, it's gonna be okay. Jacob Elordi from Euphoria. Accent, Australian accent, super tall.
I
But
gotta go with hot, but again, I hate it.
yeah, I think he's hot and he's like a good guy too, which is such a fucking bummer that like look at this quirky guy in his oh he doesn't wear feet he doesn't have shoes on he doesn't wear feet he doesn't have shoes on in this picture.
I will say he almost it borders on the category I would call too tall, where you almost reach diminishing returns as far
Yeah.
as how hot you are. So it's almost like hot is work tall is working against his hotness. So that almost makes him extra
Wow.
hot.
That's good. That's an interesting. Yeah, he's 6'5". Wow.
I
How tall
think
is too
once
tall?
I would say above 6'5". So he's right on the cusp. Because like once you get like 6'7", I'm like, are you okay? Like, is there some sort of pituitary thing happening?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
you, how is your health?
Yes. Is there enough blood going through your body? That's good. That's great. And we've never talked about a too tall. I didn't think
I do think that's a thing. Yeah.
I didn't think the limit existed. Turns out. Last one on here. I don't know if you know this musician, Joji. They have some really great popular songs. A Glimpse of Us is the one that I'm super fucked up by, but Joji is a Japanese American musician. And in a sad boy kind of way, I
I
think
was gonna
he's
say,
hot. Yeah.
I could see that, and like, there's something, like I like a guy that looks like sleepy,
This man is exhausted. Yeah.
right?
Bags under his eyes. I'm like, let's go. Yeah.
Sleepy and sad. You're just like, oh, come, like, yeah.
Come
There's something.
on.
It's the same kind of infantilizing as like the dumb guy, but like, not as like. They aren't saying, they're not saying anything because they're sad.
Yes, yeah. The sad boy musician. Hot. Little,
Yeah.
yeah. Joji, you got it. You got
I
him,
want to,
boy.
yeah, I want to snuggle him.
Yes, I just want to help him on his journey.
Yeah.
Lauren, that was Hot or Just Tall. How do you feel?
I feel good.
That's great.
I feel confused, but also,
Yeah.
into it.
I love it. Thank you so much for playing. It was a good game. Lots of a big vast of celebrities on there. Thank you again for doing the podcast.
Of
Do you
course.
have tell everybody where they can find you, what you're doing, all that good stuff. This will go out in maybe like 3 weeks.
Cool. I help co-produce Blackout Diaries, which is every Friday at the Lincoln Lounge at 10 p.m. And I'm there a couple times a month, usually. And then everything else I post on my Instagram that you can find at Boxfino.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, again, guys, you can find all the information on how to find Lauren, and we'll put a link to Blackout Diaries in the link in this description. Thank you for doing the podcast again. I have a crush on you. I just think you're so funny and fun. And this was
Oh,
so
thank
great
you.
to
I have
catch
a
up.
crush on you too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I have a crush on you. Bye.